We are up to Simen Resh Mem Dalet Sif Beis, and we will be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel today. What we learned thus far was that kablanus, where I hire a non-Jew to do a job, I do not specify when he has to do it, and I'm paying him a flat rate for getting the job done. Mi'ikar ad-din, there is no problem of amir li'akum if he does the work on Shabbos. I didn't tell him to do it then. He's not doing it for me. He's doing it at his own convenience for the sake of getting paid, and it's mutter. The problem is that there's a maris ayin. People may think that I hired him to do work on Shabbos itself, which is also because of the Yisra Amira. So we learned that we differentiate between something that is mechubar lakarka, something that is attached to the ground. We consider that always to be parhesia, that people are going to be able to find out that it's mine. Whereas if you're dealing with something that's not mechubar lakarka and people don't know it belongs to a Yisrael, then Chazal did not make an Isser of Maris Ayin. So now we begin, says the Mechaber, Lifsol ha'avonim. I am giving a non-Jew my stones, and he is carving them out to be the chiseling away at them to make them just the right size and shape. Ulatakein ha'koris, the same thing going with the crossbeams. Afilu bebeisa shalein Yehudi, even if I bring them into his workshop, and he does it aser, kevan de letzorach mechuberhu. Since this is preparing for construction, it's called tzorach mechuber, and we say that there is an iser of marazayin. V'imasukein, and he does, and you have to stop him. V'imasukein lo yishkan bevinyan. And if he did it, you shouldn't really be allowing him, you shouldn't be using this for your building. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, what happens if it's the Jew owns the stones? That's what this case is about. What happens if I go over to a non-Jewish stonemaker and I say, could you please go and prepare me X amount of stones? So even though they're being done for me, I don't own them. He's doing his own work. There's no Isser there whatsoever. However, the Mishnah Berurah still says he should not do them near your building, because if it's being done next to the construction site, everyone's going to know that it's being done for the Jew, and there'll be choshed that the non-Jew was asked to work on Shabbos. So you have to stop him. You have to make a macha. Now this halacha of imasu ken lo yishkin bevinyan, we'll see more about a little bit further, and the Bir halacha says that the lashon of lo yishkin bevinyan is a lechatchila. It's only not really usur. It's the right thing to do and not use it. But we'll get into details soon. Says the Rama, Haga, v'yashomrim dim'eino mefursim shu shol Yisrael shari. There are those who say that if it is not known that it belongs to a Jew, it is mutter. Now this Rama really is arguing on the whole Yisod that if something is mechubar, it is automatically considered parhesia. The Rama is telling us that if people don't know this is Jewish owned, even if you're hiring a non-Jew to do work that is mechubar lakarka, so long as you're paying him a flat rate and he does not have to come in on Shabbos, the halachi is it is mutter if no one knows that it's you. Therefore, what is the halacha? So in the case of mechubar mamish, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's probably not normal, it's uncommon that people are not going to know who the owner is. In the case of something that is lutzorach mechubar lakarka, that is very common. And you don't have to stop him then. You don't have to stop him from doing it on Shabbos. Now, you certainly can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Now, the maskana of the Achronim is to rely on the Ramah by tzorach mechubar, but not on mechubar itself, and with the condition that the tzorach mechubar not be done near the construction site. Siv Gimel, imbanu ein Yehudi liYisrael bayis b'Shabbos. If Einam Yehudim built a house for Jews on Shabbos, be Isser, in a way that they weren't allowed to, Nachol Lahachmir, the right thing to do is be Machmir, Shalo Yikonsubo, the Jews should not go into it. Says the Ramah, where is this? That's only if you didn't tell him not to work on Shabbos. You didn't tell him to work on Shabbos, you didn't tell him not to work on Shabbos. Hagomiyu, im histni Yisrael, many Yehudi Shalolasas, Lomalacha b'Shabbos. If there was an explicit stipulation that the non-Jew is not going to work on Shabbos, and the non-Jew went against your wishes and against your agreement and did it on Shabbos in order to finish it, so you don't have to worry about it, you could benefit from it. Now, what is this halacha? And the Mishnah Berurah sent us here before. If you paid him by the hour, if he was told he's got to work on Shabbos, the halach is that it is usur even b'di'evit. Now, what's called that it's usur even b'di'evit? So this is really a separate sugya and something very important. Generally speaking, when a non-Jew does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, the Mishnah says that you have to wait ad b'chdei she'yase. You have to wait, not, in order not to benefit from Shabbos, from work on Shabbos, you have to wait for the amount of time that it would have taken him to finish it had he not done it on Shabbos. So say he put in a day's work on Shabbos, you have to wait for a whole Sunday because he could have put in the day's work in then. In this case, that may not be sufficient. Why is this? So there's a Mishnah that if a non-Jew digs a grave on Shabbos, you don't go bury a Jew in it forever. Forever. A non-Jew dug a grave on Shabbos for a Jew, you don't bury a Jew in there. Why not? So the Rambam sheet is, because it's mechuber, since it's meleches mechuber, it's mechuber lekarka, the halach is that it's called parhesia, and a Jew should never use it. However, the Ran and many other Rishonim disagree. And they say that the reason it's aser is because it's a gnai. It's considered disrespectful to the deceased to go and bury him in something that was made on Shabbos, in a grave that was made on Shabbos. The nafkamina is, what if you're not dealing with a grave? Meleches mechuber, not a grave. According to the Rambam, you would not be allowed to use it forever. Not just wait, ad b'chdei she'yase, but you could never use it. And according to the Ran, it's only in the case of a kever, only in the case of a grave that you can't use it, olamas. Now, that's our case here. Our case here was that he went ahead and built a building on Shabbos. And the question is, of course, you have to wait ad b'chdei she'yase, but do you have to wait longer than that? Is it that it's also forever? According to the Rambam, since it's mechuber, it's also forever. According to the Ran, it's not going to be mechuber forever. It's only a gnai with regard to kvura. So, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah over there, says that b'mokum sorach, you can rely on the Ran. So I guess that would be the same halacha over here. The Mishnah Berurah here says, even if you're going to hold that you're not allowed to walk into it, you're not allowed to walk into that building forever, the halacha is that you can sell it. And it's going to be mutter then. Now, what happens if you told the non-Jew not to do the work on Shabbos? So the Ramah says, b'di'evit, you can walk into the building. Do you have to stop him on Shabbos? So the maskana of the poskim is that you do have to stop him. The Mishnah Berurah first said you don't, then he brings the Magen Avraham who says that you do, but you don't have to spend money on it. What happens if you didn't make a stipulation? The Mishnah Berurah is medayik that if you forgot to tell him not to work on Shabbos and he insists on working on Shabbos, you should have to be prepared to pay him not to work on Shabbos. That's without a tanai, and he leaves it as a tzarachiyah.